This was a historic maiden voyage that almost never left port. That's because the Miami-based Carnival Cruise Line became the target of protests last month by Cuban Americans. They were angry about a Cuban rule that barred anyone born in Cuba from entering the island by sea. As a result, Carnival announced it would delay its May 1st inaugural Cuba cruise until the communist government in Havana changed that policy. It did, sooner than anyone expected, on April 22nd. So on Sunday, Carnival CEO Arnold Donald could stand in front of the company's Fathom brand ship, the Adonia, before it embarked for Cuba.
Clearly, the histories here are very emotional for a number of people. And all along, we were preparing and working towards what we have here today, that everyone can sail with us.
The Adonia carried more than 600 passengers, including a dozen born in Cuba. One of those Cuban Americans, Carnival's general counsel, Arnie Perez, was to be the first to disembark the ship in Havana. But most of the cruisers were non-Cubans, like Margaret Cox, a teacher from Windermere, Florida.
My father was a flight surgeon during World War II, and he went to Cuba right after the war to relax. And he told me that I should go if I ever got the chance, so I grabbed the first boat.
The cruise is designated as a cultural exchange. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.